Types and methods of identity theft. Educate the client about the types and methods of identity theft, which is defined as the unauthorized use of someone's personal information, typically to commit fraud or access financial resources. When someone wrongfully obtains the client's personal data in some way that involves fraud or deception and uses it for their own economic gain, this is identity theft, and it is a crime. Identity thieves target personal information like names, social security numbers, and account details to commit fraud. Commonly, this information is stolen from everyday items, misplaced wallets, stolen purses, or documents carelessly tossed in the trash. Third-party websites can be hacked, giving identity thieves access to large databases of personal information. Online financial fraud has become increasingly prevalent with sophisticated phishing schemes, fake banking websites, compromised payment processors, and malware designed to capture login credentials or financial data. Cybercriminals may also use social engineering tactics through emails, text messages, or social media to trick individuals into revealing sensitive financial information. Some thieves intercept mail by filing fake change of address forms to redirect it elsewhere. Less frequently, criminals hack into personal computers to access stored information. Financial counselors must also keep their clients' personal information secure, as they handle sensitive financial data that would be particularly valuable to identity thieves. Educate clients to recognize potential signs of identity theft so they can take immediate action. Here are some key warning signs to watch for: receiving credit cards that they did not apply for, being denied credit or offered unusually high interest rates for no apparent reason, getting calls or letters from debt collectors or merchants about unfamiliar services or purchases, not receiving expected bills or other mail. If the client suspects they have become a victim of identity theft, direct them to valuable resources like the Federal Trade Commission, FTC, which is a U.S. government agency that protects consumers and promotes competition by preventing unfair or deceptive business practices. Fraud.org, run by the National Consumers League, offers comprehensive guidance on detecting and recovering from various types of fraud. The FTC operates the federal government's official website where victims can report identity theft and get personalized recovery plans. Explain to clients that these resources provide step-by-step instructions for placing fraud alerts, filing police reports, and documenting the theft. Both sites feature educational materials and tools to help them protect themselves going forward. Encourage clients to bookmark these resources as part of their financial protection toolkit. Personally Identifiable Information, PII. Personally Identifiable Information, PII, is defined as information that can uniquely identify an individual, such as a name, social security number, or email address, either alone or when combined with other personal information. When advising clients about protecting their PII stored in offices or on information systems, financial counselors should focus on practical security measures. Make sure clients understand that PII most commonly includes SSN, date of birth, home address, full legal name, driver's license number, passport number, all financial account numbers, email address, when linked to identifying information, phone numbers, medical record numbers, biometrics, fingerprints, facial recognition, mother's maiden name, place of birth, tax ID numbers, login credentials, and passwords. This information, especially when combined with other data points, can be used to identify specific individuals and potentially lead to identity theft if compromised. Manage physical PII documents carefully. Store sensitive documents in locked cabinets or safes. Shred or destroy documents containing PII before disposal. Never leave sensitive documents in plain view in shared spaces. Strengthen digital PII security. Use strong, unique passwords for all accounts. Suggest electronic password managers. Enable two-factor authentication wherever available. Keep devices and software updated with security patches. Install and maintain reputable antivirus/anti-malware software. Counsel clients that some schemes target consumers differently according to the age of the targeted group. The elderly are frequently targeted by social engineering schemes designed to exploit their potential unfamiliarity with technology or heightened trust in authority figures, while schemes targeting younger consumers often thrive because they leverage the trust young consumers place in social media influencers, online communities, and the desire for discounts or quick rewards. Educate older clients to be especially alert to social engineering tactics aimed at seniors using manipulative techniques to trick people into revealing personal information. Remind them never to provide sensitive details in response to unsolicited requests. even if they appear to come from trusted organizations like Medicare, Social Security, or financial institutions. Tell them to always verify the identity of callers requesting personal information by hanging up and calling the official number of the company the caller claims to represent. Stay vigilant against phishing attempts delivered through emails, phone calls, or text messages. These often create a false sense of urgency about account problems, expired benefits, or grandchildren in trouble that can pressure older adults into making hasty decisions with their personal information. Educate clients, especially those with active social media accounts, to be aware of schemes and scams that can be tricky to spot because they sometimes seem like genuine offers. Here are a few common examples. Influencer promotions. Fake giveaways and promotions from influencers on social media who might promote fake giveaways or discount codes that lead to nothing but data collection or fraud. Sometimes these influencers could be part of an organized scam to gather personal information. Phishing. Social media posts or messages that contain links that lead to fake websites resembling real ones. These websites then steal login credentials or payment information. Subscription traps. Young consumers may sign up for free trials of products or services only to find out they are automatically charged after a short period. These traps can be difficult to cancel, leading to unintended charges. Sometimes these subscriptions include hidden fees that end up being added to the initial low price. Romance scams. One person may use a fake profile and build an online relationship with a client, then eventually ask for money for emergencies or medical bills, often leading the target of their scam to send funds. Fake charity campaigns. Some scammers pose as individuals in need of help or create fake charity organizations, asking for donations. These scams often prey on people's generosity. Regardless of circumstance, almost anyone can fall victim to fraud. Educate the client about additional protective measures like regular credit freezes or identity theft protection services based on their specific risk factors and financial situation.